Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, sun and some clouds today, mid-40s, tonight clear, 25 to 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny around 50. Thursday, partly cloudy and milder, mid-60s. Friday, showers, then windy and colder, temperatures in the 40s and then dropping. Well, Region 1 has received notification about following positive cases for coronavirus in Cornwall. Two additional Consolidated School middle school students and a middle school staff member have tested positive for COVID-19. Based on the testing information that they have received over the weekend and after meeting with the Region 1 medical advisor, students in grade 7 have been added to the cohort of students in quarantine and will remain at home as distance learners until Monday, November 22nd. Teachers in all content areas have been in touch with grade 7 students in regard to login instructions and classes for daily class schedules. Classes begin at 8:30 and end at 3. Siblings of grade 7 students who are distance learning because they are close contacts and not because they are COVID positive may continue to come to school. Meanwhile, in Region 1, pediatric age 5 through 11 vaccination clinics are being set up. Each elementary school will be holding a pediatric 5 to 11 vaccination clinic in their buildings in partnership with Griffin Health. All are open to the public and no appointments are necessary. Only pediatric ages 5 through 11 vaccines will be administered at these clinics. No adult doses will be available. A parent or guardian must accompany the child age 5 to 11, and only the pediatric Pfizer vaccination will be administered. A pediatric intake form, that PDF must be completed. You may print it and complete it in advance, or forms will be available to complete at the clinic. In Kent Center School, November 17th and December 8th, 3:30 to 6:30. Lee H. Kellogg School, November 30th and December 21st, 4 to 7 p.m. North Canaan Elementary School, November 17th and December 8th, 4 to 7 p.m. Information will be forthcoming regarding clinics at Cornwall Consolidated, Salisbury Central, and Sharon Center Schools once clinic dates are confirmed at those locations. As COVID-19 infections surge, New York is expanding eligibility for COVID-19 vaccine booster shots to include those who feel at risk based on their job and community transmission, according to the governor. The comments came after New York City took similar steps to expand booster access earlier in the day. Despite COVID-19 risks, they're remaining less severe than much of upstate New York. Previously, New York had restricted eligibility to New Yorkers based on them being ages 65 and above, working in high-risk jobs, or having underlying health conditions, as well as those living in long-term care or institutional settings. New York hospitals received mixed safety grades from a consumer watchdog group that analyzed conditions before and during the COVID-19 pandemic. Only 12 hospitals statewide, or about 8%, received the highest A safety grade from Leapfrog, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit, while 43 hospitals received the second lowest D grade. Just 3 hospitals received an F. The review looked at a variety of serious health issues, from infectious disease prevention measures to surgical errors. Saying people are overreacting, the Housatonic Water Company owner says a study could lead to a cheaper fix. As town officials prepare for the possibility of going to court to take over the Housatonic Water Works Company, state regulators have given the company conditional approval for a pilot study to test a new water filtration system in hopes of ending water quality and fire hydrant flow issues. In an announcement last Friday, the company suggested that the remedy to the system's problems, discolored water, and safety concerns about hydrant flow might be substantially cheaper than a consultant recently had indicated. Financial investments can then be made with the greatest efficiency by prioritizing work where data specifically indicate improvements are needed, instead of overreacting to unsubstantiated anecdotal reports and wasting millions of dollars. That on the press release, the pilot study would test the effectiveness of ultrafiltration membrane systems made by Koch Separation Solutions for removing excess natural manganese from a long pond source. Excessive manganese is believed to be the cause of the discolored drinking water. Meetings in our area tonight in Kent. Sewer Commission special meeting at 4 p.m. The Board of Selectmen special meeting at 6:30. In Sharon, the Housing Authority meets at 5 p.m. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen meeting via Zoom. That is at 7:30. In Cornwall on Wednesday, the Board of Education meeting is via Zoom. Regional Middle School Athletics and Activity Committee meeting, comprised of town representatives of Canaan, Cornwall, Kent, North Canaan, Salisbury, and Sharon, will be Wednesday at 6:30. That is a Zoom conference call. In Kent, the Board of Finance regular meeting is Wednesday at 6 p.m. Village of Millerton, the planning board meeting has a change of day. It will be held Wednesday at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, the following agenda for the planning board meeting in Sheffield is at 7 p.m. It is a virtual Zoom meeting. The Dovertown Board has a special meeting on Wednesday as well. On Thursday in Salisbury at 10 o'clock, the Pope Land Design Committee, 4 o'clock, Salisbury Economic Development Committee, and 5:30, Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission. That is a special meeting. Sharon Hospital has the second of their roundtable discussions on the New Vance proposal to transform the hospital. That'll be held Thursday, 4 to 5:30 at the Interlaken. Once again, you must register in advance. COVID protocols will be applied. 845-554-1734. In Millerton, public information meeting, greenhouse gas emissions. That'll be Thursday at 5:30 via Zoom. For the link, contact Village Hall. Town of Ancrum has a public hearing on Thursday at 6:45. Final budget public hearing at 7 o'clock. Local law number 3. Local Type 1 list public hearing at 7:15, the town board meeting. Town of Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting coming up. That is on Thursday at 7:30, a continuation of a public hearing at 8, a continuation of another public hearing, and at 8:30, a public hearing will be held on the application of Elizabeth Roberts representing Wolfram Hatchett Bates, LLC. In Sheffield, the Housing Commission will meet on Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. In Cornwall, coming up on Thursday at 7 o'clock, the Board of Finance Zoom meeting. Falls Village has a P&Z regular meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. In North Canaan, they have at 7 o'clock on Thursday the Inland Wetlands and Conservation Committee. TGIF Super Supper is on Friday, November 19th. Not just soup, there's a free supper that includes bread, fruit, cheese, dessert, and hearty tea. It's a monthly takeaway available to all while supplies last. Pick up at the Salisbury Congregational Church Library Street side door, 3:30 to 5:30. Reserve yours and your families by calling 860-337-2470. Coming up on Friday in Cornwall, the annual town meeting via Zoom at 7 p.m. Ancrum Opera House concludes their fall season with Real People, Real Stories, Taconic Hills. It concludes the season at Taconic Hills. This year, 4th, 5th, and 6th graders from the Taconic Hills Central School will take the stage to share their stories. The event will be streamed online for free. You can reserve at ancrumoperahouse.org. Christ Trinity Church in Sheffield presenting Alfred Hitchcock's silent thriller, The Lodger, on Saturday the 20th at Dewey Hall in Sheffield. Joanna Seaton and Donald Sosin will provide live vocal percussion and keyboard accompaniment. The duo based in Lakeville has performed all over the U.S. and Europe for over 25 years. A donation is $12. Showtime is 7 p.m. Refreshments are available. More information at info@oldmoviemusic.com. Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary Memory Tree Fundraiser is on again this year. Individuals can make donations in memory of a loved one or honor someone by donating $5 per individual. The tree will be displayed in the Sharon Town Hall lobby between November 25th and December 31st. To obtain a form, contact the Selectman's office at 860-364-5789. The form can be dropped in the drop box located at the rear of Sharon Town Hall. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Remember, they've got a new tapas menu. Also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 36,087.45, the NASDAQ at 15,853.85, and the S&P 500 at 4,682.20. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.